Listening Library presents Fairy Haven and the Quest for the Wand by Gail Carson Levine. Read for you by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. The mermaids dived when Rani approached, flying in on Brother Dove's back. It broke Rani's heart to see them go. She was a water talent fairy, and she loved mermaids. Only the mermaid soup remained, treading water just long enough to see that Rani had brought no wand. Then she dived too.
Wait! Rani shouted as Brother Dove landed on Maruna's rock. I want you to have a wand! Mother Dove won't let me!
It was too late. Rani was talking to Soup's tail, just as she had yesterday, and the day before, and the day before that. She told Brother Dove to leave her. Alone on Maruna's rock, she wept. Because of her talent, she wept often, sweated easily, and her nose tended to run. After drying her eyes on a leaf kerchief, she kicked off her sensible walking shoes and slipped into the lagoon. Of all fairies, Rani was the only one who could swim, and that was because she had no wings to drag her under. When she tired of floating and splashing, she made a play mermaid out of water. It was too bad the real mermaids hadn't stayed to see. The water mermaid seemed to have scaly skin. Its fingernails were tiny fins, and it was almost as graceful as a real mermaid. Rani even gave it a long pink scarf, just like Soup's. Rani swam with the imitation mermaid, but she couldn't make its tail swish. Worse, its eyes were empty, and its smile never varied. In the end, she turned it into a pyramid of bubbles.